So again, my name is Jill, and I'm the founder of New You Cooking and Consulting, and we are an all plant-based lifestyle brand. I actually have been living a plant-based lifestyle for 27 years.
27
so since
years,
I was,
wow.
Yeah, so I haven't even come out publicly and said this. So this right now is the first time that I am publicly saying that I am not vegan, right? Like,
oh, okay.
I identify right now with being plant-based, right? Because I've had to start incorporating different types of proteins into my diet, right? So when I got the news from my doctor in his office, I had an emotional breakdown.
Okay, welcome to Better Self Podcast, the Boy from Christ. And today, you know, we have a special guest here. So her name is actually Jill Chait, and she's actually a founder of New York Cooking. And today we're going to talk about her business and what she does. And I know she's about, you know, she's into fitness as well. Is actually somebody actually got in touch with because of my friend, you know, Trent Brown is a very amazing person that I know, one of the best people in the world. That's all I actually know. So today we're going to talk about her brand, the business, what she does, how she started, and the whole thing as well. You know, why the reason why she actually, you know, become, she choose that lifestyle as well, inspiring other people as well.
So again, my name is Jill, and I'm the founder of New You Cooking and Consulting, and we are an all plant-based lifestyle brand.
That's great. So, I mean, what we're going to talk about is first of all, we're going to start with your brand. Is it your brand, right? Just to be sure, is it your brand?
Yeah.
You actually created the whole thing. So what is it about? The name first, because I tried to Google it before we start. I tried to Google it. I was like, is it her name? Is it like, it's, and what is it exactly? What does it come from? Is it like a type of, you know, like diet or like, I know I heard about keto. I don't know if this is like same type of thing. Like, what is it about?
Yeah. So basically, that's a great question, right? Because we all want to know the story of how a business was named. So New You Cooking was basically named after my personal development journey starting in 2019.
Yeah.
And simply put, my friend and I were on a business trip and we were coming back to Washington. And she was just telling me about how proud of she was for me to do this work and really come a long way in my own personal journey. And she was saying to me, you know, it's like you have become a new you. And from that conversation, that's how this New You Cooking came to light, was through that conversation of personal development and figuring out what do I want to do with my life and how am I going to move forward. That's how New You came. And we spent the whole rest of the flight trying to figure out, well, how are we going to spell it? What's the tagline? What else about it? So NU, we decided to use that because NU, new, is the root of nourish, nurture, you know. So those are the things that we're doing in this lifestyle brand. We're bringing awareness, we're nurturing you to become the new you through health and wellness and mindset, because mindset is a huge, it all goes hand in hand.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually interesting because as you actually break it down now, it makes sense. Does it actually something like sound like new you, right? Or is it the meaning of it? I know, is it because of your, you know, your personal development, you know, like suggested by a friend? Is it like the meaning? Is it like to become a better, like a new person, new lifestyle, something like that?
Yeah, so
because
a lot of
the word
times,
that you actually use, is it like new you? Is it like new you, or is it? Or maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, that's a great question, right? So new you is when we are making changes in our life, whether that's the way that we eat, our way of thinking, whatever it is, new you, we are helping you become the new you, a new version of yourself, optimal health of yourself.
Yeah.
Whether, you know, that's, and it's a lifestyle, right? In order to really have change, it has to be an entire lifestyle. So in New You, we are talking about our mindset, how food affects every area of our life. Mm. We're educating about the sourcing of food, how to nourish our mind, body, and soul. It's about balance, and it's about just inspiring, educating, and empowering people to really get in tune with ourselves in order to create the most optimal self. And so that's why we say new you, because you're elevating into the new you.
You're becoming kind of the, I mean, you become like, that's why I call myself better yourself, because I believe becoming the better version of yourself, you know, like, I think the good thing about it, because you guys are focusing more on like, trying to change people, trying to, you know, through education as well, because like food and if is like a new lifestyle. The way we used to eat before when we actually grew up is not the way that we're actually eating right now. Now people are being more careful. The food is like, it's very important, because it's something that connects yourself, your soul. A lot of things actually happen with the food as well. So is it something like you start learning, or you just like, you learn yourself, something that happened in your life, that's the reason why you just like, oh, you know what, I gotta do that. I know like you're being inspired because you have your own journey. But like, how are you doing like to actually grow and become like, you know, that person?
Yeah, totally. So, so I actually have been living a plant-based lifestyle for 27 years.
27
so since
years.
I was, So since I was 10 years old, and my journey started out because I grew up on a farm in Massachusetts. And I've always been really compassionate and had a really strong connection to the animals that I was friends with, right? And so we had, it was a small family farm. We had pigs, chickens, cows, horses, cats, dogs, turkeys. We had sheep at one point. So I was really, I loved these animals so much. And I spent a lot of time out in the pasture with them and, you know, building relationship with them. And at a young age, I would have to go to the slaughterhouse with my dad to, you know, drop these animals off. And so I was exposed from a young age of what the reality is like eating meat. And I never thought that it was right, that that's what we were doing. I had a really hard time with that. But not only that, I'd never liked the taste, the texture, anything about meat. So it was really easy for me to stop eating it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
go on, carry on.
Yeah, so in that process, so at such a young age, at 10 years old, that was my reasoning, because I didn't like the taste, I didn't like the texture, and I thought that it was wrong that I was eating my barnyard friends. So that's how it started. And my parents did the best that they could with the resources back then. I can remember, you know, when the first like plant-based hot dog came out, and it was disgusting, right? And now, you know, 26 years later, there's a plethora of options for people who are plant-based. And I want to get more into like the health, all about balance, right?
Yeah.
Later on. But, so was vegetarian for 20 years. So I was still eating dairy for a long time. And to be honest with you, I was really unhealthy, because I was eating a lot of carbohydrates. I was eating a lot of dairy, and I wasn't getting a well-balanced nutrition, because I didn't know back then, and neither did my parents.
Yeah.
And then when I became about in my early 20s, 22 timeframe, is when I really started educating myself on how to be a healthy plant-based person. And I started incorporating more grains and more beans and really started learning what nutrients do I need in order to be healthy. So then time goes on, and that's when I really start learning how to cook, because I moved out to a different state when I was 18 years old. So I had to learn how to be self-sufficient.
Yeah.
So started, you know, learning recipes and experimenting with different foods and ingredients and combining different things. And then when I was 30, somebody questioned me and said, "Hey, if you are so into your health, why are you still eating dairy?" And I was like, "Well, that's a great question. Let me dive deeper and figure out why am I eating dairy if this is the reality of what happens to, you know, cows and other animals in the dairy industry." So I watched documentaries. I started educating myself more about the effects that dairy has on our bodies. And I immediately stopped eating dairy. And that was 7 years ago. So then I transitioned from vegetarian. And for anyone that does not know the difference,
yeah,
a vegetarian is a person who consumes eggs, milk, dairy, butter, you know, things like that. And there's different levels of that, even of vegetarianism.
So just to be clear, you're not a vegetarian, right?
So I was a vegetarian for 20 years, and then I transitioned to vegan. So a vegan is somebody who consumes no animal products, no meat, no dairy. And there's different levels of veganism as well. Some people do not consume honey because it's a byproduct of animals.
Because it comes from honey, right? From bean, yeah.
Yep. Some vegans do not wear leather because it's an animal product. So there's so many different labels, and there's so many different layers and levels to this umbrella, right? And then you hear me say plant-based,
yeah,
right? So what is the difference between vegetarian, vegan, and plant-based? So plant-based is when we base the majority of our meals and foods off of plants. And to be really honest, in my opinion, all people are plant-based because we base the majority of our meals around plants, and meat is a small portion of what we should be eating. So when we look at our plate, the majority should be vegetables, you know, healthy carbohydrates, fats, and then some meat, right? So there's so many different layers. There's so many different labels. And I definitely want to get into, you know, the transition of all of that, because I have experienced all of those things. So that's just kind of like the baseline of where it started and the transition to, you know, now. And now I am plant-based because there has, you know, been some health situations that I've gone through recently over this last year that I've had to make lifestyle changes in order to heal my body in certain ways, you
but
know?
Do you think, and like, as much as I know you have a lot of information when you come to that, you sound like somebody you really know. I mean, 20 years you've been like without me, I just can't. I mean, I try myself. It's not easy, because a lot of people actually listen to us today. It's like a lot of people, they want to be vegetarian or vegan, but it's just hard to replace the food and then to just like eat and enjoy the food, because when you eat, you have to be full, you have to feel a lot of energy, and also you have to make sure like you enjoy what you're eating. So it's not easy. Like, for you, is this something like, I know you have a lot of love for animals. I think when I heard your story, it come to the relationship that you have with animal. I think you get really close to them and you just feel like it's wrong to kind of like eat them as well. That's why it was kind of easy for you to kind of detach. But if you put it aside, do you think like, is it wrong? Like, not like wrong or right, but do you think that for your own self, us as people, do you think like eating animal, do you think like do we need it or we can actually survive without? I mean, you're survived. You've been around for many years. Do you think like, is it much beneficial for our body in that sense?
Sure. And that's a great question. And my answer to that today is because of the health challenges that I have been faced with this past year. If you would have asked me that question 5 years ago, I would have had a very different answer than I do today. But now experiencing all three of those phases, vegetarian, vegan, and now plant-based, that I believe that it is more important to listen to our bodies of what we need and get rid of all of these labels, right? Because when we're identifying with a label and we're so strict to that label, we actually could be hurting ourselves by not getting something that we need, right? So I think that the baseline is being in tune with our bodies and understanding what is our body telling us after we consume certain foods. So for instance, a lot of people are lactose intolerant.
Yeah, myself, I am actually.
Right? So what happens to you? What is your body telling you after you consume dairy? What are the symptoms that you...
For me, it's like I feel my stomach, it just... The pain is just weird. I feel really bad because I've been struggling every with my protein as well because I go to the gym. I had a switch to some... Like my protein right now is actually a plant-based. I actually use like 100% plant-based. And awesome. I feel like it works for me because you kind of... Yeah. I mean, it took me time to actually realize like that's what the problem was because... Most people, but they don't have information, to be honest. You just feel like eating well, you train, you eat well, like vegetable with some fish. You think like that's good, but sometimes it's not enough. Something have to happen in somebody's life to kind of like trigger you to change your way of living, I would say.
Right. And so that's where we come in with New You Lifestyle Brand, right? Because it's imperative that we understand the nutrition of what we need, right? Because just because somebody is vegan or vegetarian does not mean that they are healthy. Because guess what? You have all of these processed, packaged convenience foods that are vegan, okay? So it's crucial to understand the nutrition that we need because you will not receive the nutrition that you need if you are eating Oreos that are vegan or pasta that's vegan or all of the plant-based burgers and mock chicken and all these different things are just as nutritionally deficient as the counterpart, right? So we promote a whole foods plant-based lifestyle. So that means that we're consuming lentils and beans and quinoa and hemp hearts, nutritional yeast, apple cider vinegar. You know, if a person is consuming animal products, and also I want to, you know, be clear too, is dairy is something that we really shouldn't be consuming. Most people are lactose intolerant.
Yeah, so many people,
Like consuming another mammal's milk, for their young is just not, our bodies are not designed.
But what do you think about like almond milk?
So I believe that the almond milk and hemp milk and coconut milk are all great alternatives. I personally am into coconut milk because coconut milk, coconut in general, is a great source of nutrition. It's a healthy fat. Coconuts are allergy friendly, whereas nuts can have some type of allergic reaction. Also, I just was listening to a podcast yesterday, and it was talking about oat milk and how oats actually are not the healthiest ingredient for us. And I believe that the ingredient is they have a lot of oxalate in them, which wreak havoc on our intestines. And so oat milk, so a lot of these, so you have to be really knowledgeable and do the research and do the work. And that's why I say that just because somebody is vegan, vegetarian, it doesn't mean that that person is all the way healthy or getting all the nutrients. So I really strongly encourage every single person who is eating this way to really do the research. And if you don't want to do the research, then utilize the resources like New You Cooking.
I think that's why we need, like, now I understand actually the purpose. I think that's the reason why we need people like yourself. It's a good thing, like, now we have a lot of podcasts going on because people, they want to change. And you can, a lot of people, they like, you know, I don't want to eat meat anymore. But you start for one day, you do like, yeah, one meal, and then the day after you don't even know what to cook anymore, and then people just have less idea, and then sometimes you just don't know what to do, you know, like myself. Like I was talking to Trey the other day, he showed me the food that, you know, he was doing, and then he was, you know, he told me about what you actually show him, like, yeah, you need to get into this, you know, this is good, this is the life. So I was like, yeah, but it looks great, but I have no idea how to do this. Maybe the same way, because sometimes when I cook, I always watch a video on YouTube. So maybe the same way people should do the same thing when it comes to, like, you know, vegan type of food. But do you think is it something like everyday people can actually live with? It doesn't cost a lot of money because, you know, people have family, people want to change. But do you think, and a lot of people as well, I've noticed, you're going to see family, the father or the mom, they change the way of eating, but they still let their kids actually eating this, like the old way. It's like, it just doesn't make any sense. It's like people are kind of scared to kind of push the whole family to follow that path, I would say.
Right. And I think that when you have a family, that all people need to be on board. Like, why would you want your kids to be eating this way if you have a newfound understanding about food and the effects on you? Don't you think that your family is going to have that effect as well? So really, in order to make lasting change and also to instill healthful habits into our kids, we have to lead by example, right? So typically, you know, the parents are the ones who are making the decisions for the family, right? Sure. And so it's really important for the person who is in charge of grocery shopping and cooking and things like that, let's involve the entire family. Let's educate ourselves through different brands like New You, right? To have a whole lifestyle overhaul, right? So that's actually one of the services that we provide. And we can do that virtually or in person. And that's a beautiful thing about technology these days, is we can reach people worldwide, right? And so with our lifestyle overhaul, we literally take a look at what is in your pantry, what spices are you using, what foods do we need to replace with other ones, right? So for instance, a lot of people think that eating a plant-based lifestyle is really expensive. And it can be when you are buying all of the processed junk, right? The convenience
yeah.
food.
Yeah.
But let's talk about, okay, if you buy a pack of the Impossible Burgers, right? Those are like $9, $10. Or you can buy 2 pounds of lentils for $3 or
There's a lot of
less.
things you can do with lentils, right? I think there's a lot of way to actually cook it. I always see your food, it all looks amazing. I was like, I wish I could do that because it looks yummy and good. But yeah.
You know what? For
Yeah, but...
for that, I encourage people figure out what are your what do you and your family like to eat, right? And then find 5 recipes that are similar to those or just totally new recipes. Find 5 recipes and master those recipes. Get
I would
them
challenge myself
down.
to do that, actually.
Yeah. So once you get those 5 recipes down pat and you perfect them exactly how your family enjoys them, then next add 2 more recipes. And once you master those recipes, now you're going to have 7. And then you add 2 more and 2 more. And before you know it, you're going to have 30 different recipes that you know like that and that your family loves and that are healthy and nutritionally dense, right? Because a lot of times we're eating foods that have little to no nutritional value, right? So it's really important to understand that corn and peas and potatoes, those and iceberg lettuce, those foods have like little nutritional value. Whereas if we're going to eat a vegetable, I know we've all heard your dark leafy greens, right? But
Yeah.
that is so true because the more colorful a vegetable or a fruit is, the more nutritionally dense it is. So
Because
eat the rainbow.
Saying that, I think a lot of people struggle because when they say vegetable, people are just going to take some green bean and that's it. And maybe you're going to have corn. That's how far you can go. And broccolis, carrot, and that's it. There is no really, even when you have it, it's all there, but it's not as good as you actually want it to be. So talking about your business, because I know like you do a lot of stuff. I want to make sure I'm going to focus on that for people actually know you, people want to get in touch
sure.
with you as well. So what kind of service actually, I know you help people, I see you in the kitchen as well, right? Because you know how to cook. Do you have a team that you work with? How does it work? Like, tell me more about your business. How does it, the structure, how is it like?
Yeah, totally. So so we've been in business since November of 2019.
Yeah.
And we actually really catapulted our business through the pandemic. So for us, we feel extremely blessed and grateful. And we did have to tweak some things because actually meal prepping was never part of the plan. And we started out by doing workshops and seminars for corporations and cooking classes in person. And that was kind of the thing that we were doing. We were doing lifestyle consulting. We had a contract with a spa out in California. And April of 2000 and let's see, so right before the pandemic, right, we were set to go to California and do this like huge workshop. And then of course the pandemic happened and we had to cancel that and figure out how are we going to pivot? What are we going to do? So that's how meal prepping got into effect. And so during the pandemic, people became more aware of their health. People were sick of going out to restaurants or getting takeout, right? And delivery. People understood that we need to take care of our health and that food is one of the most critical ways in how we do that. So we honestly, we started meal prepping. It was just me and I started doing it out of my house. And as I got more orders and got really busy, I found a private commercial kitchen. And it was a really small commercial kitchen. I outgrew that space. So I was able to find another commercial kitchen. And we were rocking and rolling, and we were continuing to grow and grow. And then I outgrew that space. And actually, now I have my own kitchen facility. And I am so blessed and grateful for this entire experience, because it really has shown me personally that when we are in alignment with our life's purpose and our soul mission, that no matter what, we will grow.
That's
and
how I like it.
When you believe in yourself and when you're giving back to other people, you will always be provided for. And I absolutely know that. And so now that the pandemic is, you know, we've passed that, now we're able to start offering our cooking classes again. So we do in-person cooking classes and virtual cooking classes. We are back at doing workshops and seminars. So we do that at a corporate level. We can customize that to exactly what your audience, you know, really wants to know. We also do lifestyle consulting. My favorite type of lifestyle consulting is with entire families, right? Or with children, because really getting our children to understand health and nutrition right now is going to make an impact in their life and their kids' life, because the relationship that we have with food impacts us every single day, right? So I'm really excited that we are able to offer all of these services, and we actually are going to be adding a really exciting YouTube and podcast as
well.
I think
you should.
So we actually are going to create a platform where weekly we're going to provide knowledge from other health professionals that are nutritionists, chiropractors, the farmers who are, you know, growing the food, people who are fit into fitness. So we're going to be providing a platform to host people of all this in the realm of health and wellness to provide information. And, you know, we're like, okay, well, we've provided food for your body, so now let's provide food for thought, right? So that's kind of how we're transitioning into the realm of the virtual world. So I'm really excited for that to start happening. And you inspire me a lot to, you know, just go for it. And
yeah.
Get out of the comfort zone, because
thank
doing
you.
Is heck uncomfortable.
Yeah,
me.
I mean, like, I'm not gonna lie to you. What you do is very, like, you know, is amazing. Like, I'm impressed. I went to your website as well to check, you know, what you're doing, and I didn't know the business actually was just around for not so many years. You know, that's quite the surprising part of it. And I think the way you advertise it, I think the website, the Instagram, and when I see your food, there is a lot of colors. Sometimes I'm like, what kind of vegetable is it? Like, when you come to drink as well, like juice, like, what do you drink? Oh, okay, let's just speak simple, because people love details.
Sure.
Okay, let's just say in the morning, what do you have as a breakfast?
Okay, well,
typical breakfast.
Okay, that's, I love it. You're asking amazing questions, and I appreciate that. So I just, within the last 2 months, started doing intermittent fasting.
Okay.
And so
you're into all the difficult stuff, you know, like
you know what though?
Yeah, that's not easy at all.
I am super committed to my health, right? I have been for a long time. And because I have had a diagnosis, so basically last October, I got diagnosed with Hashimoto's, And Hashimoto's is a autoimmune disease that is when your immune system is attacking your thyroid. And so many people have a thyroid condition that goes undiagnosed for a long, 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 long
time. My mother
time.
Actually has it as well, by the way.
Okay, yeah. So many people. And when this happened to me, I literally felt like my life was crashing down in front of me. And it was a very emotional, experience for me. And it took me a long time to come to a place of acceptance that, hey, this is what I'm faced with. And these are the things that I need to do in order to regain my health back, right? And so because I'm so committed to my health, I'm going to do what I need to do to get it situated, right?
Yeah.
So if that means that I have to start consuming meat, then that's what I'm going to do, right? And that's what I've done. And I haven't even come out publicly and said this. So this right now is the first time that I am publicly saying that I am not vegan, right? Like I identify right now with being plant-based, right? Because I've had to start incorporating different types of proteins into my diet because my body is rejecting soy, it's rejecting gluten, it's rejecting certain beans, right? It's rejecting all of these things that I've been eating for a long time.
Yeah.
And so my body was not absorbing nutrients. So what did I have to do? I had to listen to my body and honor, hey, these are the things that I need, right? So I don't consume dairy because we don't need dairy, right? But there's certain things that my body is lacking for certain for different reasons. And so this is the way that I'm eating now, right? Is it hard? Yeah.
Yes, it's hard. Yeah, definitely hard. Yeah.
Because it goes against every single thing that I have ever known for the last 26 years. Right? So when I got the news from my doctor in his office, I had an emotional breakdown because I started questioning, well, how can this be? I've been vegan and vegetarian for my whole entire life. Like, this is my business. This is, you know, what's going on, right? So I literally had to retrain my way of thinking about food and having a more broader perspective, right? And I had to be open-minded about all types of food.
You think because being a vegetarian, sorry to cut you, I think
no, it's okay.
You think because being a vegetarian, you still kind of have a link with animals as well, as we talk about eggs and many other things. That's the reason why you make a lot of difference with people who are actually being vegan, I would say. Because what you're saying, like, it makes sense because we eat a lot of stuff and we just don't care. And then when our body just reacts, we don't listen to it. But when the doctor actually tell you that, you know what, this is how serious it is, that's when we realize, like, well, we change our lifestyle, we start eating different. Like me, I always been taking like whey gainer, any type of protein, I didn't care. But now the fact my body just reacts so badly. And now when I change to plant-based protein, I feel like, yeah, it's great. Cause I used to have like acid reflux as well. And when that's why I've learned a lot about food, because when you know your body, something is going on in your body, health-wise, you're not good. You're going to do whatever it takes to kind of change everything. And it's just crazy how things can change just by us changing food, actually. This is the crazy part of it. You don't even have to take medicine. It's just the way we change food. So just so you know, you can imagine, like, if we start having that lifestyle in the early age, I think there's a lot of disease that we're gonna avoid, actually. That's what I see.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why, you know, there is a quote, let food be thy medicine, right? Because foods have certain healing properties. Every type of food has it was created for a reason, right? And in today's society, our food system is very broken, to be honest with you, right? So our soil is depleted of minerals and nutrients as it was 50 or 100 years ago, right? So our plants even are deficient in all of the minerals and vitamins that they once had. So it's really important to understand that because our food system is so broken, that we have to be mindful of what is our body telling us. So we've got to be more aware of the relationship that we have with food, right? So my thing has always been, I've never knocked anybody that eats meat. And now that I have to eat meat, right? It's like, I'm super mindful of the source that it's coming from. So, and that's with anything, right? So we have to be aware of if we're buying cheap meat from the grocery store, let's talk about the source and where that meat is coming from.
People only see the beautiful box. They don't really care about where you come from. That's the thing. They only see the ad, the beautiful picture, and then they don't care.
Right. And so I just really encourage people is in whatever city or town you live in, there are farmers close by that you can go directly to and get the freshest and cleanest meat available instead of buying your name brand meats that are factory farmed and that are just really in disgusting conditions, right? And if we get even on like a deeper level in an energetic sense, right? Everything is energy. And we know, we seriously know that animals have feelings. They have thoughts, they communicate, right? So on like a energetic level, you know, when say in a factory farm setting, there's all these cows that are, you know, lined up to get slaughtered, and they, the cow in front of them, you know, sees what's happening and they get stressed out. So what is the hormone that all mammals release? It's cortisol. Cortisol equals stress, right? And so that cortisol is being released into these cows before they get slaughtered. So on an energetic level, when a person is consuming factory farmed meat, they are ingesting the stress, the fear, all of that from that cow. So when we are able to go directly to our butchers and farmers and all of that locally, we are able to consume more clean and as humanely slaughtered as we can, right? And halal meat is a better source than factory farm because it's the slaughtering process is different, right? And so I just really seriously encourage people, pay the extra money, right? Because food is like health insurance. We have to have insurance, right? Car insurance, health insurance, right? These are for the what ifs. So if we are consuming a higher quality of food, that is our health insurance to ensure that we are consuming the healthiest and cleanest options that are available to us. Now, I understand that not everybody has the resources financially to eat all organic or all free range or all grass-fed and grass-finished and all these different things, right? I get that. However, do the best that you can.
Because I think people are not trying enough, actually. People don't really try that hard. As you say, it's your health. When somebody goes to the hospital, when you've been diagnosed by something, you don't think about how much money you earn or if you don't have enough money anyway. You just do your best to make sure like you get help. I think this is the kind of mindset that we have to have. It's not just about, you have to say to yourself, look, as long as people have knowledge, like whatever they are buying is actually not good for them.
Right.
That's, I think that's the first thing people need to know, like, okay, it's better to have your choice. But when you buy something, you have to acknowledge like, this is actually not good for your body. So you have a choice. Because many people, they just go in the store, buy it, and they don't really know if it's good for them or not. I think it's just like information. I think people like you, like yourself, the fact you are out there giving a lot of information, spreading and, you know, trying to educate people as well. I think that's what people need, because a lot of people, they want to change their lifestyle, but they just don't know how to do it. I think you have to start in a simple way. Even though people are not fully vegetarian or vegan, you just step by step. I think even you, it take you like a while to actually do that. And one thing I wanted to say as well, I know you always post about fitness. I believe, you know, you love being in the gym, you are fit, you always train all the time. And so there's any combination as well? There's anything that you do with the fitness as well? Because I see you guys doing the wheels the other day. And yeah, tell me more about it. There's any connection between fitness and New Year as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So shout out to Aisha and Rusty. Those are my dear friends, the owners of Evidence-Based Fitness in Lacey, Washington. And we all met in 2019. So we've done a lot of collaborative things. They have a personal training studio. And I've always been into fitness. But when I met them, I really felt like I was part of their family. And that's the culture that they've created. And I can tell you that, so like I said, we met in 2019, right before or right after I started New You. And I started working out at their gym and taking some classes there. And I, in my previous, and when I worked in the corporate world, I also worked for a company called Infinite Labs, which is a sports nutrition company. So my background goes, I have a lot of background in the health and wellness and fitness industries, right? And so it's always been ingrained in me, you know, you have to eat, you know, 5 to 6 meals a day in order to really see the results. And so that's what my mindset was. And then as I'm going through this journey of the whole Hashimoto's situation, I have to change everything about my mindset on food and fitness.
Do you still eat much, like 6 meals a day? Do you still do that?
No, I don't. So I started doing the intermittent fasting, and I really consume about 2 meals a day, and I feel amazing because now I'm feeding my body exactly what does it need, right? So now that I've changed the way that I eat, I have seen more results from my workouts because I am nourishing my body the way that it needs to be nourished. And with that being said, there are a lot of vegan bodybuilders that have amazing results, right?
Yeah.
And so I just want to, again, right, I want everyone to understand that it's not about falling into a label.
Yeah.
It's literally about nourishing your body in the way that it needs to be nourished and understanding that the way there is so much information out there, right? So much information that it be, it becomes overwhelming and daunting to navigate through this. So that's why so many people are inspired to make change, but don't, because it's like, well, where do I begin? What do I do, right? So that's why it takes a commitment, right? So in the New You brand, we have this saying, DCD. So DCD means decide, commit, and do. So you decide, what are you going, so you decide what is your goal, right? Then you commit to that.
And so you do it.
Maybe you need to hire a personal trainer. Maybe you need to hire New You Cooking to help you understand about nutrition, of how you want to change, right? So once you commit to what you decide, then you do, right? Because nothing is going to change unless you do it and take action. So that's why DCD New You is our little tagline, right? Because we want to help you do that, decide, commit, and do. So with going back to the whole eating, you know, aspect, is go with what makes you feel good, right? So hydration, staying hydrated is another important aspect. You know, we are able to not eat food for an extended period of time, but if we do not hydrate, then we will not be able to live, right? So fasting is something that's really important, but in our society, we are addicted to food. People live to eat, not eat to live, right?
Yeah.
So we look at food as we're binging on all of this food that we really don't need. So the word breakfast, right? It's break fast. It's breaking your fast.
Yeah, yeah.
When we can understand that term.
True, true, true. I think people never thought about it that way, to be honest with you.
Right. And so with me doing the whole intermittent fasting, I feel I have so much energy and I really have trained my body that we don't need to eat at 7 o'clock in the morning every 3 hours, right? You can still get the results in the gym that you want. You can still have an abundance of energy because our body is doing so many different functions to cleanse itself, to detox itself. And when we put food in our bodies, we're not allowing our bodies to finish the whole cleansing process, right? So again, I'm always going to reiterate that you have to be in tune with your body. Just take a moment. If somebody has never fasted before, you've got to do it because you have to allow your body to cleanse and detox. And when our digestion is constantly going, the other functions in our body are not fully like working properly.
Yeah, because we don't rest, it's actually always working. Yeah, as soon as we don't give it a break, to be honest with you. So I think that's the issue as well. So I mean, that's I think the thing about you, there is a lot of things to talk about. I think I'm definitely gonna have you again for one of my episodes. I think next time we might have even have treat, we're gonna talk deeply about the food, because I wanted to know about your business, how you build it, because it's very impressive the fact you put everything together. It makes sense. I know a lot of people are there, they might be inspired by your story, the way you actually come from, and you know, from young age, caring about animals, you went from being like a vegetarian and health problem, you know, moved to being a vegan. Everything makes sense. What we can remember from this story is the fact that like changing food, changing your nutrition actually kind of help you to have like a better health. And that's the key. You know, every time we go, we have something going on, when we go to the doctor, they always ask us like, you know, we have to change the food. So what about us trying to change something instead of just wait for the doctor to tell us, you know, that's something wrong with your body. I think we need to start paying attention about our health and about what we eat. And also we can actually educate other people as well. I think that's what I can actually remember from this conversation as well. But yeah. One question that you didn't answer me yet, I wanted to know about your breakfast, all right?
Right.
Tell me about your breakfast, because it's good for me to have like a picture a little bit. So what did you have as a breakfast today? Or just like a general breakfast that people love to eat? So
yeah.
One example.
Yeah, so because I do the whole fasting thing, I normally
What
don't...
about when it wasn't fasting? Just for somebody, look, listen, somebody today want to just switch. Okay, no more of this, and I want to have a breakfast.
Okay, so so now, you know, my breakfast is, my first meal of the day is not until about noon, right?
Man, and really?
Yeah, so I still work out at, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm hydrating with alkaline water or coconut water. And I really feel great. I have a lot of energy. And then my first meal is typically fruit or even a salad. But previous to me doing intermittent fasting, have, some examples of breakfast items could be a breakfast scramble. So,
scramble eggs? No, not scramble eggs. Sorry.
Nope. So there's this product that I recently came across, because I can't eat anything that has soy in it.
Okay.
So, and I personally, I used to love to eat tofu, and I used to eat a lot of it. So when the doctor said you can't have any more soy, I was like, what? I'm crushed. So I was able to find this product called Pumfu, P-U-M-F-U.
Yeah.
And it is made, it's basically an alternative to tofu that's made out of pumpkin seeds. And pumpkin seeds are high in protein. And they're a good fat, and there's no carbs in it. So it's a great choice. So basically, what I like to do is I'll make a scramble out of this. So I'll dice up sweet potatoes and onions and garlic.
I love sweet potato, but I don't have no idea how to cook it. Trust me, my sweet potato is one of the most boring one. Like, I love it, but I just don't know how to cook it. I just like... sometimes a microwave will just like boiling, and it just is not good anymore. Like,
no.
Struggle with
well,
it.
So what I like to do is, I'll give you another recipe after I finish this breakfast scramble one, right? So dice up, you know, some sweet potatoes, onions, garlic, zucchini, mushrooms, and some type of green, whether it's kale or collard greens, Swiss chard, Chinese broccoli, some type of green vegetable. And you just saute all of that together. I like to put in some nutritional yeast, some liquid smoke, maybe some coconut aminos, which is alternative to soy sauce.
That's where you need the knowledge, you know, because all this thing you're telling me right now, I'm like, whoa, like, I think I need to write it down. I just don't know how to, I'm just going to have to have it on the paper and go in the store. Like, okay, do you have this one? Do you have this?
Right. Yeah. You know, and actually I'm actually excited, because in the lifestyle consulting, going grocery shopping together is part of that experience, whether it's virtual or in person. So it's really a beneficial experience, right? For the whole family to get involved. So another example of a breakfast could be a tortilla. So you take a flour tortilla or a corn tortilla, and now I use an almond flour tortilla, right? So basically you take a nut butter, whether it's cashew butter, almond butter.
Do you eat peanut butter?
I don't eat, I
Oh yeah,
like
because you tell me anything about peanuts is yeah. I
yeah,
like
so
almond butter. I have one time almond butter. It's actually good, almond butter. Yeah,
yeah, it's
I
really
feel
good.
like it's, I don't know, it's less greasy, right? It's like
Yeah.
yeah, it's good. I like it.
Yeah, I do too. So you take like 2 tablespoons of a nut butter, you spread that on your tortilla, you take a banana and you slice it really thin and you lay that down on the peanut butter, and then you take some hemp hearts or chia seeds and you sprinkle that on there because both of those are protein, sources of
That's a
protein.
lot of work for a breakfast.
Oh, come
Oh
on. What do you want me to say? Eat
my
a bowl of
God.
cereal?
No. I'm like, wow,
Yeah.
that's a lot of work for a breakfast. I mean, like I'm happy that you're actually saying all those details, because when we see the end result is good. As I say, I'm saying it's a lot of work because I'm used to like a simple way of doing a breakfast, like that's the traditional way. And that's what for us is like. That's why we need knowledge. I'm sure if I do it
Yeah.
one, two time, it's gonna be easier for me and it's gonna be good, of course. I
Most
think,
definitely. And
yeah.
also, I just want to tell people, like, y'all can reach out to me through,
Yeah.
social media, or, email me, text me, call me, whatever, right? Hit me up and I'm more than happy to share recipes. But more importantly, I would love to get you on the lifestyle consulting session, right? Because that is a life changer. If a person is ready to really take control of their health and really make significant change, then let's set up a complimentary consultation so we can talk more about what are your health goals and what is the expectation, and then schedule that lifestyle consultation, because that is going to be the most beneficial, and that's for everybody worldwide, right? So virtually we can reach every single person that is interested in really making significant change.
Yeah, I mean, like, totally, I agree totally with you. Like, and then again, I'm gonna say it. I know a lot of people are gonna like this one, but please, please, please get in touch with me. I'm gonna put all the details on the web, like on the podcast, in the description. I'm gonna have an Instagram website and everything. Knowledge is power. If you want
Yeah.
something, there is a cost for that. You have to make sure you invest in yourself if you actually
That's
want to know.
right.
Otherwise, everybody want to eat healthy, but a lot of people, they actually doesn't know how to eat healthy, right? So before we actually wrap it up, I'm definitely gonna have you again, because I feel like we spoke about everything, but I really want to dive down into the food again. It's gonna be
Yeah.
amazing. So I just want to say, anything that you feel like we didn't go through and you want people to know regarding yourself, your business, just the last word, for people actually to know.
Yeah, totally. So again, I just really want people to be inspired.
Yeah.
And if you have been a vegetarian or a vegan person and you are experiencing a autoimmune condition, or you've been feeling like crap and you don't know what's wrong, please reach out to me, okay? Because again, there are so many people out there that have undiagnosed thyroid conditions, and a regular MD is not going to diagnose you. So we literally have to take this into our own hands and understand that what is more important, our health or the emotions behind the label that we have been living with, right? So I just really want to reiterate that please, please, please stop living with the mindset of I have to be this label because X, Y, and Z. Our bodies, it's our responsibility to nourish our bodies properly, and we have one chance here right now, right? So why not live in optimal health and feel and be our best? So I just really want to inspire you all to really let's elevate to get you to the new you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you a lot. Thank you. Like, I appreciate what you just said. It's very very inspiring, and I like your confidence, your knowledge about what you actually are, you know, you are talking about. That's the good thing about it. I just want to thank you, and I want to wish you well for your business, for everything that you're actually doing. Definitely next time, what are we trying to do? We're going to have like a live session, me, you, and Treat as well. We're going to do it live on all platforms, so we can actually have people asking questions about what you do and a lot of information as well. And of course, if people want to go down, they just get in touch with you. I want your business to grow because we need people like yourself. We all want to change our life, but we just don't have information. Thank you again for having you today. I really appreciate it. All right.
Thank you.